Unbelievably, it's back to school time for kids across the country, which means schedules and meal prep can get a lot more complicated for their families. But never fear. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here to help. And Kathy, I'm not accepting that kids are going back to school.
I know. I actually heard the school bus this morning. And I have to say, my children are grown-ups living in the world, working. And I get this strange nostalgia every year around this time. I feel sort of that sadness of like, really? Is summer over? No, it's not over. It's boiling hot today.
Well, but people get nostalgia. People are getting panic because of the meals. And what's the one thing you think about, you know, when it comes to meal prep?
Planning ahead and loving every step of it. If you hate making dinner, you got to shift your head first because it's not going to be good. It's not going to taste good if you're crazed. And I understand. I raised two daughters, the scheduling, the soccer, the drama, the after-school meetings. So I came up with some ideas to sort of ease us into this new year, this new schedule, much of which you can do ahead of time.
So ahead of time, meaning the weekend before?
It depends. The weekend before, for some people, maybe Tuesday nights are a slow night at your house, and that's a good time to, for instance, make what I call an end-of-summer shepherd's pie. Oh,
this looks fantastic.
And by the way, I'm tweeting out pictures.
Tweet away, Robin. So let me tell you a little bit about it. It is very hot today to even contemplate.
In New England, yeah.
In New England, it's a steamer.
But not too hot to eat it.
But you know what? In a few days, it's going to cool down. In a few weeks, it's going to really cool down. And in a few months, it's going to be freezing. And this is great food for this time of year. I used ground turkey. You can also use ground beef. But what I did use, because I also never want to stop paying attention to seasonal food, is fresh summer corn off the cob, zucchini from my garden, and carrots from my garden, and fresh tomatoes from the garden. So it's a bit of comfort food, and it's a bit of a very substantial meal, but it's also filled with seasonal end-of-the-summer garden produce, and then it gets this beautiful crown, if you will, of mashed potatoes on top.
A crown of mashed potatoes.
Yes,
I love
my
that.
Dear, a crown.
Are
gorgeous.
They buds, Kathy, or are they real potatoes?
Lisa!
But you know what?
Okay,
Have you met?
No, but really, on a busy night, some of the buds are actually not that bad these days. Surprisingly, she's looking at me
that I would never do it. Do what you have to do. I don't
right.
judge you. Yes, I
yes.
do. No, I don't.
Sometimes picking up the pre-made mashed potatoes at the store, it works.
If that means that you're going to make this dish, but I don't intend that on a crazy Wednesday night, you're going to pull this together. Yeah, Sunday afternoon, you're going to saute some vegetables, throw in some ground turkey or ground beef, the tomatoes, the corn, a little bit of chicken broth, and then you're going to boil up some potatoes and mash them. It's not that complicated. You're going to put it all together in a beautiful little casserole. I did one for each of you. That's really fun for kids, little ramekins. And then you're going to wrap it up and throw it in the freezer or keep it in the fridge for 2 days. And that night, you're going to take it out of the fridge, pop it in the oven, and it's done.
I have a question. And because there's also dessert, which we'll get to, which is something you can freeze and has a nice kind of crust around it as well.
Yes.
How do you ever freeze these things and get them to look so good and taste a little crispy when you defrost them?
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I made that shepherd's pie a week ago,
what?
And it's been in my freezer, and it doesn't look it, and it doesn't taste it. I wrap it in plastic wrap tightly. Then I double wrap it in foil. You put it in your freezer. Don't put anything on top of it. Be respectful of all the time and work and love you've put into it. And then I took it out last night and I popped it in the oven 40 minutes ago and you're eating.
And you know something I heard also over the weekend, tell me if you go by this or not, that if you want to prevent freezer burn, you don't freeze something when it's still hot.
Oh, definitely not. You always want it to come to room temperature.
Did you talk about this dish yet?
Next dish I call a harvest linguine, and it's got roasted cherry tomatoes, lots of basil, zucchini, and then arugula, that spicy, peppery, lovely green. And this is one of my favorite go-to really quick weekday dinners. The make-ahead part of it is that you slow roast these extremely sweet end-of-the-season cherry tomatoes with a lot of good olive oil and garlic and herbs. And you can do that a day ahead of time. Night of dinner, you boil a pot of water, you throw in the pasta. While the pasta cooks, you saute a zucchini or summer squash, you chop up a fresh raw tomato, toss the whole thing up, throw these raw peppery arugula leaves on top. So it's almost like a salad and pasta together, and you could throw toasted pine nuts on it, grated parmesan. Robin's head is nodding back and forth in happiness, though. I like to see people happy when they're eating. So this is a very quick, wonderful pasta dish. You could use it with any shape pasta. But the tomatoes roasted slow, I'm telling you, they taste like candy. They're so naturally sweet.
Can I present a sound here, the sound of this dessert, just to prove that it's crispy on top, even though it was frozen?
Go for it. Nice.
It's like a brulee.
Nice.
Only it's what?
It is peaches and blueberries, Maine blueberries. I tossed the peaches and the blueberries. You could throw plums in, whatever late summer fruit you have. I tossed the fruit with just a tiny bit of maple syrup. And then the topping is mixing flour, brown sugar, and granola, and a touch of ginger. And this is a dish you make the whole thing ahead, freezer or fridge, and you can have a fresh dessert on Tuesday night.
Kathy Gunst, we'll have all the recipes at herenow.org, where you people out there will break the internet web thingy when you get them. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Bon appetit. Here and Now, a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now.